Regina, financially, 2022 was a year in which Canadian Western Agribition finally put the pandemic behind them. At their annual general meeting on Wednesday in Regina, CWA announced its 2022 results, including record-setting revenue of $4.74 million, and a profit of $83,450. Agribition states in a news release this marks an over $400,000 turnaround from 2021. Agribition also cited numbers that indicated the 2022 show last November contributed to $96.5 million in economic impact to Saskatchewan. "These numbers tell us we have returned to business as usual," said CWA President Kim Hextall, in a statement. "The organization is in a strong cash financial position, which will help us build and focus on our vision and future events." CWA also has announced some new features to the show in 2023 in their news release, which will include the return of Tuesday night entertainment. Further details are to be announced. CWA will also be presenting the inaugural Canadian Animal AgTech Awards for the first time, and will be introducing Miss Rodeo Agribition and hosting Thier Golf Tournament on July 31. "We look forward to keeping this momentum going and remaining as industry leaders in the agriculture and livestock sector," said CEO Sean Kindop in a news release. "There are a number of exciting developments being added to the show, and we already look forward to having our barns buzzing again." In addition to reporting financial results, the board elections took place for the 2023-24 Board of Directors. For next year, Kim Hextall, of Grenfell, will continue on as president, and will serve on the executive along with Vice President Michael Latimer of Olds, Alberta, and executive members at large Kelsey Ashworth of Oungray, Levi Jackson of Sedley, and Blake McMillan of Nokomis, Saskatchewan. Newly elected to a two-year term on the board are Kelly Howe of Moose Jaw, Courtney McDougall of Regina, Blake McMillan of Nokomis, Grant McClellan of Regina, and Carl Sauteyer of Wawota.